WSDQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJ, and my name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN and the net, K4ZZX, wanted to remind everyone that this Saturday at 9:30 in the morning on February the 13th, I will be hosting an antenna party. Anybody that can come over and help me get my HF antenna up and my dual band VHF UHF antenna would be much appreciated. We, like I say, we're wanting to get started at 9:30 in the morning. John has my telephone number if you need it, wish to contact me. Or you can go to QRZ. My email is correct there and the address is correct there. So if you're not doing anything Saturday, come on over and give us a hand. Thank you very much. K4ZZX, clear.
It's KN4RJ and that's Pearl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Anybody need any fills on Steve's announcement? This is KN4RJ and next Pearl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Thank you, Steve, and I've got you checked in. And this being Monday night, we'll start with the Echo through Hotel Group, but first, we have some early check-ins to deal with. So, the net would like to recognize and welcome W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. Also, our good buddy, Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Table Rock and Pickens County, and Robert, AA4RM, over in Easley. Jim, KW4TS over in Pilser, and Bill, KC4W in Anderson. Also like to welcome Landon, KG4WMP, Aaron Greenville, and of course we've got K4ZZX Steve, who just had the announcement. And that's all the pre-check-ins we've got. Let's, I still have a couple, I have two EchoLink stations up. So let me take a moment and ask EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, please copy. November 3, Papa Kilo Joy, Todd from Meadville, Pennsylvania.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo Echo 4, India Papa, KE4IP, this is Brian in Marietta, I'll be in and out, and 73 to everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 meter net, N3PKJ, did I catch your name correctly, sir?
He sure did. November 3, Papa Kilo Joy.
Name was Todd, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Hi, this is KN4RJ and Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Todd, KN3PKJ, in Meadsville? Is that it? Or Meadville? Medville. How do you pronounce that, sir?
That is Meadville.
That, Todd, all the way from Meadville, Pennsylvania. Thanks for stopping in, and we're here every night. If this is the first time you found us, coming in on the old EchoLink link. And Brian, KE4IP, down in Marietta, Georgia. Want to thank you both for stopping by and checking in with us. Now, tonight being Monday night, and I know you were expecting Wendy, but you got me instead. We'll start with Echo through Hotel, E through H. If the suffix of your call sign falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN. And I skipped a paragraph here, but I would like to remind you that this is a directed net, and all stations are welcome, with or without traffic, are welcome to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign during standard phonetics, your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the rag tube. So, stations echo through hotel, please call KN4RJN or net control.
KN4RJN. King John and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. KN4HTP, this is Wendy in Simpsonville. And I will stick around for RAC 2. Also, please check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2. I'd like to welcome Warren, N4HHC, over up there in Taylor's. We're over there in Taylor's. I don't know where I'm at. And our ordinary Monday night net controller, who's taken my spot on Friday for me, Wendy, KN4HTP. And Wendy, I had you marked down for HU before you even said anything, because I was going to come back to you anyway, but that's okay. And she brings along her husband, Mark, another one of our net controllers, W2MJB. Wendy, you tell Mark we said hi, and he may want to listen in. Any of the stations, echo through hotel, please call KN4RJN or net control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Slide on down the alphabet now to the India through Lima group, I through L. If the first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN, John's good to hear your voice tonight, man. It's KK4JFO. James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll stay negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
KN4RJN. Check in and out. Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's KG4JIA, Dennis, in Gaffney. Good evening to you all of the net. 73.
Check in. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, John. Hope you and the missus are well. Good evening to you and your wife. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KN4RJN. It's an unexpected pleasure. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Darna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. But I will be around for the tidbit, if there is one, of course. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4J. KN4RJN. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, Joe and Taylor's. Negative and negative.
Air control. With a Foxtrot 4. Charlie, Kilo, Tango, KF4CKT, John, and I'm in Honey up past South Carolina. Good evening. Good evening to everyone on today. And I'll just be short, huh?
RJN. Rocky Alpha 4. Juliet Whiskey Charlie. WA4JWC. Hal Alpha Lima. Star South Carolina. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Again. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. Negative traffic, negative comments. Hope you're all about ready to be packed up there. And 73 to all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Grove Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. Hope you're having a good night, James. And it is KJ4JIA over in Gaffney. And our good buddy Sid, W4IOE. Sid, you want to put in a quick plug for your Sunday night net for me?
The net is on 146-640 Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock. That's 146-640 with a tone of 91.5. And right after that net, it's about 9 or just a few minutes after they have the 2-meter slow stand net on the same frequency. Thank you, John. I hope the move's coming along okay. W4IOE.
KN4RJ and that girl Blue Ridge 2-minute. Folks, Sid always comes down and tries to check in on our net. And appreciate if you go up and patronize his net and keep him busy. It's a good net. They have a lot of check-ins, and they check in fast and furious, and there's a whole lot of rag chewing going on up there, so go up and visit Sid on Sunday nights. Thanks, Sid. Also like to welcome my good buddy Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, whose voice I have yet to hear, KC4MFK. You tell her I said hi. And yes, Larry, there will be a tidbit this evening. Had to scramble a little bit to get it ready, but I got one. And Joe, KO4JQY, almost messed that up, over in Taylor's. Joe, hope you're having a good evening. And John, KF4CKT. And John, you run a net out of Anderson, don't you?
WA4JWC, yeah, he runs the Monday night net. Monday night net on 1979.
Roger that. Folks, go over and visit John on Monday nights. And WA4JWC, that's Al over in Star. And KO4LAO, that's Jim over in Traveler's Rest. Hope you all are having a good evening and taking care of yourself. And got your snow all shoveled off. Of course, down here it all melted off, but it didn't last long, but it was pretty well it lasted. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's slide on down to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If the first letter of your suffix falls in one of those letters, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative negative.
RJN. And out K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome up neighbor Walt down the road, K4OIM. Walt, I hope you're doing okay. Walt is our Tuesday night Net Controller now. Y'all folks come back tomorrow night and check in with Walt. Be kind, he's learning, but he's doing a good job. And Pat, K4OSH, over in Malden. Pat, hope you're staying warm and staying safe and having a good evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-minute. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Check in November 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo, heads in to SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
RJN. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Jim in 2SUB over in South Greenville. And Chris, WN4S, over in Lyman. Hope you guys are staying safe, staying warm, and having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Net. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in and out. November 3, Zulu, Lima. November 3, Zulu, Lima. That's Greg in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-minute. I'd like to welcome Greg in 3ZL up here in North Candler, North Carolina. Greg, looks like you might have the uniform through Zulu group all to yourself. Any other stations in that group? Uniform through Zulu, you're through Z. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That was right, Greg. You've got that one all to your lonesome. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, IA through D, Alpha through Delta. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Then please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed met, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
RJN. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
RJN. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
This is KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Rick, KK4DMW. Rick got a good strong signal this evening, and he brings along the family. His wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they're all in Piedmont. Rick, you tell Lorena and Michelle we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. And David, KO4AOW, my neighbor here in Inman. And Jerry, N4DJC. And David over in Easley, KB2BYQ. David, I still love that call sign. It's like poetry. hope you're having a good evening. Staying safe and staying warm. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN at Grove Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening, John. Everybody on the net? And John, just check me in and out tonight, please. Thank you much. Hope you're doing well.
This is KN4RJN, that's Girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Dan, WB4FEE. Dan, how are you doing there, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a little while. You getting over everything?
Yeah, we're getting over everything. We're doing good here. Our daughter wound up back in the hospital again for the second time, but she come home tonight, so she's still got her problems, but she's in and out of there and doing a little bit better. They did a stress test and all on her today, and said her heart looked okay and everything, so she's still got problem breathing over her lungs and all. They said it might be 10 or 11 months before her lungs ever got straightened out enough where she could breathe normally again, Earl.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Dan, I'm glad that you guys are getting better and glad your daughter's home. Thoughts and prayers with her, and hope she comes out of this, and we'll be thinking about you there, brother, and we'll be thinking about her. So you take care of yourself, stay safe, stay warm. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now securing the formal portion of our net, our thanks to everybody for checking in. And we'll begin the rag chew portion here in just a moment. But first, we'll have the Friday night tidbit on Tuesday. And that will come to you here in about 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is CAN4RJ on Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Asteroid dirt arrives on Earth. For the first time, scientists can study asteroid dirt so old it may hold clues to how our solar system was formed. A capsule with two smidgens of dirt from the asteroid Ryugu arrived in Japan December 7th after landing in Australia. Ryugu is an old carbon-rich asteroid that scientists think contains some of the earliest solids to form in the solar system. The spacecraft Hayabusa 2 explored Ryugu from June 2018 to November 2019, grabbing two samples of the asteroid. Hayabusa 2 is the second mission to bring asteroid samples to Earth. The first Hayabusa mission visited the stony asteroid Itokawala and returned less than 2,000 dirt grains in 2010. Hayabusa 2's goal was to collect at least 100 milligrams. On December 14th, scientists opened the capsule and saw dark grains with the texture of instant coffee, though they did not report how much had been collected. So the term old as dirt just got a whole lot older. But anyway, that's your Friday night tidbit on Tuesday, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion. And, of course, the first up on our list is KN4HTP Wendy. What's going on in your world there, Don?
KN4HTP. I was just looking at my calendar and seeing that next week coming up, there's a couple of planets getting close together. It looks like Venus and Jupiter this time. Is that, did I write that down correctly?
This is KN4RJ and Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I've been packing and moving and gyrating stuff, and I really hadn't looked at it, but I think that sounds about right from what I remember reading about a month or so ago. Yeah, I think it's Venus and Jupiter getting close together. I believe that's correct.
Jupiter should be in the same general location in the sky as it was last time it was getting close to Saturn.
I haven't been watching it close, but my mind tells me it's going to be more or less in the same, well, no, it's moved since then. I'll have to look that up and let you know. I think it's going to be a little bit higher in the sky than what we saw last time.
I can look that up, too. It'd be good for me to figure it out and not rely on your knowledge and your hobby there.
Out before I do, let me know. Excuse me. I tell you the truth, I've been looking at the sky. Oh, and when I take the dog out, I always look up and spot Orion and figure out where he's at. But the planets move a little faster, and you have to kind of keep up with that to figure out where they're going to be. But my chocolate sensor didn't go off. I did. I don't know if I know I sent an email to Dave. Found an article where they done a sensor to detect ripening fruit, and it basically detects the gases that are put off by ripening fruit, and they run it through Raspberry Pi, and it gives an alert when the fruit is ripe. And I thought, okay, now if they can smell ripening fruit, there's certain odor, certain molecules that are put off by the odor of chocolate. Surely that can be modified. So I may come up with a chocolate sensor yet.
Be cool. It'd be like searching for water, only we'd be searching for lost chocolate bars or something.
Just figure out how to send that RF. So what I would have to do is place a chocolate sensor in your house and then run it through a Raspberry Pi, run it through the repeater to send an alert to me that you're baking chocolate or something.
With all kinds of fun things to invent, can't we? That's pretty cool.
The possibility is to hook it to a drone and have Dave fly the drone over your house from time to time, and when it picks up the smell of chocolate, that then it runs it through the Pi and runs it through the repeater and sends me an alert. But that's going to take a whole lot more sensitive sensor than what they used on the ripening fruit, because when they made this thing, they basically put the sensor in a jar with a couple of pieces of fruit and sealed it up so that it would, the air wouldn't dilute it a little bit, and so that they were like right next to it. So we're going to have to increase the sensitivity on the sensor to be able to fly a drone over your house and find out if you're baking something.
Yeah, that's sounds like it might be too difficult to come up with, but the idea of flying a drone over, that's kind of fun. That's something I've never had the chance to do before. My brother's got one that he can send out a mile. It seems like a mile. I don't know if it really is, but I haven't ever asked him if I could fly it because I would feel horrible if I somehow crashed it. So maybe if I limited myself to the backyard or something instead of sending it out over the over hill and dale.
Well, Dave flies model aircraft, RC aircraft, and those things are kind of expensive. But he's been known to crash one once in a while. But he's got a bunch of them up in his, what he calls his airplane room, and he gets out and flies them from time to time whenever he can. But yeah, that would be cool. Hook up a chocolate sensor to a drone and just fly it over houses and find out who's baking chocolate. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll be the technology involved in doing that and being able to come up with the technology, I'm sure would be of great benefit to mankind.
Should be top priority. I think I'm going to enlist my niece over at, she's at Michigan University in Lansing. I can't remember which one it is. But anyway, she's in the physics and science and math. Maybe I'll enlist her.
I mean, yeah, COVID is an issue, and you know we got problems with the economy, and they want us to explore Mars and send men back to the moon and establish a base there and all that kind of stuff. And all that needs to take back door to the chocolate sensor.
I was hunting for Fresca through this. Pandemic and it just disappeared, but it's a soft drink that I would have a can or two a week, and then suddenly it was gone and nobody had it, and I checked every store and I couldn't order it online, and so I was wondering where is it. Turned out there was a aluminum can shortage, and so the low priority drinks got dropped off so that they could make more beer.
Sense to me. I remember you talking about Fresca, and I thought, well, Lord, do they still make that? I haven't seen a Fresca, not that I ever drank the stuff, but I haven't seen Fresca on the shelves since before I went to college, and I graduated in 76.
I disagree that using the aluminum to can beer is more important than using the aluminum to can Fresca. However, yeah, it only takes up a tiny, they're like, at most, there are 4 12 packs on the shelf ever of Fresca, so it is not the most popular drink out there these days.
We'll have to disagree on the priorities there, but I can tell you part of the problem is I always used to drink my beer in glass bottles because I just prefer it that way. But my local recycling place and a number of recycling places that used to recycle glass no longer recycle glass because it's too expensive. And so a lot of people have gone to aluminum cans, and they put more in aluminum cans than they put in glass bottles because glass is too expensive to recycle. So that might have been part of the problem. However, having said that, I would still say that it is more important to use the precious aluminum cans for beer than it is for Fresca, but then that's just me.
I can definitely agree to disagree on that one. You, I'm sure, have a strong case because of your favorites, and I'm just right. So, I'm just being polite, saying we can agree to disagree because I'm right.
Well, I tasted Fresca once, and I'd sooner drink swamp water, but that's just me. So, we can't agree, however, on chocolate, so we can remain friends.
Swamp water, but it does smell pretty foul.
That's what my father used to accuse my mother of making when she would make unsweetened iced tea. He preferred it a little bit sweet, and I grew up on unsweetened iced tea, so that's what I'm used to. But my dad used to accuse my mother of making swamp water.
Sugar makes a big difference, but you make a good point. You're used to unsweetened, and so it tastes great. And then somebody puts sugar in it, and it probably tastes better, but you're accustomed to unsweetened, so...
Put sugar in my tea, it just ruins it. It's like overcooking a steak or something. I don't know. It's just I can't stand the taste of it. It's you know, like I said, I grew up on unsweetened tea, and that's what I'm used to, and sweet tea just does not taste right to me.
You can see that. Take something really good and just tweak it a little bit and make it so it's not really good anymore. That happens with a lot of things, and I agree with you on the overcooked steak part. It takes it from just melting your mouth delicious to, oh, gotta chew this.
I prefer my steaks so that with proper medical care it can recover.
Okay, that's a little more rare than I like. So it's interesting they quit recycling glass because of the cost. I do see that aluminum is probably cheaper all the way around to manufacture and to recycle. I saw a thing on the news last week, I guess it was, about, I think it was the Maldives Islands that were starting to implement a policy where there was no more single-use plastic allowed on the islands because they had accumulated an island of trash, one of their islands they had devoted to trash, and there was a lot of plastic in the ocean. And it was quite interesting to me that they interpreted the problem as plastic, single-use plastic, and so everybody was being forced to use glass, and it looked like they were washing out the glass bottles and refilling them with the beverages.
But I saw that on the news, too, and a couple of my tidbits. One was about plastic being found on the top of Mount Everest from all the climbers, and it's found from Everest all the way down to the ocean, so it's, like, everywhere, and it lasts, you know, forever. So, yeah, it's an issue. Let me take a break here for just a second and see if their second shift has shown up. Any check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN.
KN4RJN or Net Control. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RJN. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. And you don't have to worry about the sniffer things. All you got to do is get your natural gas truck. They've already got them on the front of them. All you'd have to do is modify them to smell chocolate.
Good. KN4RJN, that's for Blue Ridge Tonight, like welcome Tommy, K4XB, and our net manager Dave, W4DJW, our Wednesday night net controller Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his wife Joy, K3JOY. I'll have to work on that, Gary, and get and see if we can modify one of those sniffers to smell chocolate, but the sensors they use come out of are fairly cheap. They come out of China, and they're basically just looking for a particular molecule in the air that displaces the oxygen, and that's how they do it. So I've got to delve into that technology a little bit and see if I can modify that. But anyway, thanks for stopping by, Gary. You can tell Joy we said hi. And any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Hello, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Mobile, Spartanburg.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blues, 2 minutes. I'd like to welcome Whiskey 4, IYI, that's Robert, over in Simpsonville. Robert, hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Daryl, I I'm not sure I got your call sign correctly. I copy Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha. Is that correct, sir?
Correct, Bill. KO4 ACA.
This is KN4RGN. Like, welcome, Daryl. KO4 ACOA. KO4 ACA. I'll get it, Daryl. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KN4RGN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Back to KN4HTP. Wendy, are you still there?
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I wanted to ask you what one of the things you like about the new house you've picked out.
Well, for one thing, it doesn't sit on 1 3/4 acres, so there's not near as much to mow. When I sell this house, I'm going to try and sell the guy the lawnmower along with it, because I'm not going to need that big zero turn up there. But it's a house. What can I say? I've got my little shack and bar and library and man cave and dog hang our outer place down here in the basement, and I'm not going to have that up there, so I have to carve out something else somewhere. But it's a house. What can I say? It's not a bad house. It's 20 minutes from the grandkids, so that's the best thing I can say about it that I know of. And to tell you the truth, we closed on it and went by and did the final walkthrough, and I'm walking around. I said, oh yeah, I can't quite kind of remember where that was at. So I'm going to have to, figure out the house all over again. But the backyard goes out maybe 20, 30 yards and then drops, precipitously down a rather steep slope to a little creek that runs back down there, and they've got a little fire pit down there where they apparently sit next to the creek and on relatively warm evenings and have a little fire and sit around down there, so that'd be kind of cool. Garage is a little bit smaller. I got a 3-bay garage here. It's only 2-bay, but the 3rd bay usually accumulates junk anyway, so that's not a big deal. But, it's not a bad house. There's a bonus room, which is going to wind up being the radio shack up there. And I'm going to have to, because there's a homeowners association, they won't let me put up a tower. I'm going to sneak an antenna into the attic and then talk to the guy that has a repeater about 20 miles from my house. If I can hit his repeater, it's Echo Link. I see if I can link that one to this one and keep calling the net from up there, but that's going to take a little while to arrange.
Really good setup in the place you're in now for the man cave. I don't, that's not really the right word for it, but for the dog hair and the ham shack and all that. So I'm glad you have a plan for your next ham shack, and at least being in the top floor of the house will make it easier to, you'll have to track your wires through fewer walls and ceilings and floors and stuff to get that set up. So I hope it works out to connect with the repeater up there, because it's fun to have you as a net controller down here.
I appreciate that, and I'm gonna try see if I can click in, because the guy, the fellow up there has actually got a couple repeaters. Both are within 20-30 miles of my house, and there's another guy that's got a repeater up there, but I don't remember now if he's got. I think he's got an Echo Link, but according to Dave, it's real easy to take an Echo Link repeater and link it to another Echo Link repeater. If they haven't got something going on a Friday night around this time, then maybe I can borrow his repeater and link into this repeater and keep calling the net via the radio.
Cool. I hope that works out. How's that amazing dog of yours doing tonight?
She's over on the couch right now. I took one of her blankets and spread it out on the couch over there as I was trying to straighten up and do some stuff. And we've been vacuuming and trying to clean up and make this place presentable. And she is sacked out on the couch. I can see her from here. And she is dead to the world. She hadn't made a peep since I came down.
So comfortable. My dog can't relax because our ham shack's in the kitchen, in the corner of the kitchen. And when I'm in the kitchen, she wants to know what I'm doing in case I drop something delicious smelling for her. So our dog is not asleep when I'm in the kitchen.
I do that. Usually when we're cooking, I put her down here, give her supper, and then run upstairs so she's not, you know, under everybody's feet waiting for somebody to drop something, or over the table sitting there staring at us, begging for food. So we're going to have to work out another arrangement up at the new house because we don't have a place to put her. So she's going to have a run of the house and looking for anything that got dropped. And if nothing got dropped, looking for a lap to sit in. So, yeah, we're going to have to work a different arrangement up there. But in any event, what else is going on, Wendy?
She moved one of the rugs in my kitchen to the center of the floor because it became her favorite rug, and then she was always in front of the stove, and that was very inconvenient when I was in the kitchen for the dog to be blocking the stove. So I moved the rug to the center of the floor. So now when I'm in the kitchen, I just know that she'll be laying on the rug in the center, and I just have to keep to the peripheral areas. And my son comes home, and, you know, we're having a party. We're getting everything ready. He says, "Mom, you have to move the rug where it goes. You can't have it in the middle of the floor for the party." Because it's weird to have a rug there. I thought, you're right. I'm just so used to the rug in the middle of the floor for the dog so that she's not right in my pathway when I'm in the kitchen. So we moved it for the party and then, of course, moved it right back because the dog was laying on it right next to the stove, and that was a problem again.
Much of that. I had the dog and the cats all seem to want to, wherever it is that they're laying is right in the middle of a main traffic area, particularly on the steps. Two of my cats prefer to lay right in the middle of the middle step, and you either have to step over them, step around them, kick them out of the way, or you're going to wind up stepping on them. And it's like, do you guys not understand that people, you know, walk through here?
They're being a big safety hazard. I wonder what they're thinking. I guess they want to know when you move or when you go up or down the stairs. I don't know. That is an interesting habit.
So, I forget if it was a book or just a card or whatnot, you know, ways to tell if your cat is trying to kill you. And sometimes I think mine are, and my one cat, in the morning I'll get my coffee and my paper and sit in the recliner, and the cat usually wants to sit in my lap, but she won't get in my lap until I'm down to my last sip of coffee and I need another cup of coffee, and then she decides she wants to get in my lap. So I don't know how she does that, and it doesn't matter what time, whether I get up early, get up late, get my coffee right away, sip it slowly, drink it quickly. She knows when I'm down to that last sip, and she comes and sits in my lap. I don't know how she does that.
For any of the chapter headings from the book about how to tell if your cat is trying to kill you?
Always was the sitting in the middle of the steps thing, but I don't remember all the other ones, but I remember seeing that one, sitting in the middle of the step, and trying to trip you up as you come up or down the steps. So my cats definitely have that one down.
Which I haven't really paid attention because when we're eating dinner, we're eating dinner and chatting with each other and stuff, but somehow she'll just appear right when we're, like, finished and putting our forks down and just going to have a conversation, you know. She is just uncanny. It's showing up right then when we're done, knowing that if she's lucky, one of us will scrape some scraps into her bowl, in the other room, and she'll get the treats. And she, like, comes in and, like, it's amazing every single time. She's just right when we're just barely finished, like 10 minutes after we're finished. It's right when we set the fork down for the last time. She shows up, hoping one of us will walk in there and scrape our plate into her bowl. They have, like, a sixth sense. They must.
I think they're pretty good at picking up on patterns, in the patterns of your daily life and what you do every day and that sort of thing. They get used to that sort of thing, and which really throws it for a loop. when things change, and we're getting ready to throw all of them for a loop here for a while, because we're going to take two of the cats up to the new house. Somebody's going to stay up there with them, and wherever I am, the dog and the older cat have to be wherever I am, or their life is just thrown into turmoil, so we're going to have to figure that out. But in any event, you tell Mark we said hi. Let me take a break here, see if there's any other check-ins. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Mobile.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute, like welcome Scott, KX4YM out there mobiling around. Scott, you take care. Watch out for all the crazies out there. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if I missed anybody else for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. This is KE4ZHF, Keith near Columbus. You can hear me on Samplex. I can't hear the repeat at all. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. Just check me in and out if you can hear me.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2, like welcome Keith, KE4ZHF. Keith, if I got that correctly, please come back to me.
That's a roger.
Keith, I went a little fast for me, but you're coming in good and clear. I got you. You take care out there. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tuner Net. Let me go to... Stand by. KK4JBQ, Larry, you still in there?
That's affirmative, John. KK4JBQ.
I still haven't convinced Donna to come on the radio yet, huh?
Long time since I've seen an expression like that on her face. I brought the topic up to her, and it's been, you know, I hadn't spoken to her about the absence of her voice on the repeater or on a radio at all. And she seemed to think it might be possible when a hot place freezes over. I don't know. I think what I'll have to do, John, is mention it numerous times. Just repeated attempts. I think that's the only way I really can change minds. How about you?
This is KN4RJN. Well, Larry, it got pretty cold up in the northern part of the country. I saw that they had wind chills down in minus 46 and thereabouts, so might be doing it up there. I don't know. Well, you keep working at it, Larry, and hopefully sometime I'll be able to hear her musical voice on the radio.
Early on, just after she successfully got her father's call sign, and really that was why she studied, that was what she wanted, that was her goal, and I do understand that. It's kind of a sentimental thing for the, she's an only child as well, so she wanted her father's call sign. I think there's a special consideration for close family members. Otherwise, they keep that call sign even after it lapses. They keep it open for a couple of years, don't they?
Roger. Well, I'm glad she was able to get it. And you know, don't embarrass her or push her too hard. But I would like to hear her voice sometime on the radio, just once.
Voice. She uses it to sing very well. She's in our church choir and has been in several smaller groups, quartets and the like. I guess she has a nice alto voice. And I'll just continue to mention it from time to time. I'm talking to you now on an HT. I haven't I haven't had a proper radio for years. My shack is on the first floor, and the first floor flooded. And the radio, it was one of those that you could separate the faceplate from the body of the radio, and it was just a mess. So I found that a decent antenna and an HT for me and this repeater worked just fine. But it's not anything I can carry around. And the shack is, I'll just have to talk it over with her from time to time. Anyway, I want to join all the rest in saying that we will sorely miss you, sir. You do bring a good change of pace and a nice atmosphere to this net. It's enjoyable to listen to. I make a point of it. I set an alarm for it. You understand?
I'm choking on my cigar. K4HCP. Roger that, Larry. Well, I appreciate the comments, and hopefully I can rig up and jury rig something between EchoLink repeaters and keep calling it. I might be off the air for a little while, but I'm gonna do everything I can to come on back because I enjoy this, and like I said, I've got a whole lot of friends out there who I wouldn't recognize them on the street, but I know their voice and in a heartbeat. So and you're one of them. Thanks for stopping by, Larry. You tell Donna we said I. Last call. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If I missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-0. I'm kind of trying to stretch this out, and I was waiting for Sid, and I realized this is not Friday night, and Sid's already checked in, so I guess I don't have stretches out anymore. Last call, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or any comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-0, now scaring the net. Our thanks for everybody for checking in. This is Monday, tomorrow night, will probably be David, I'm not sure, our net manager. Not sure who's got it tomorrow night. But in any event, come on back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock and find out. Please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-0, now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operation. Good night. Y'all take care of yourselves, and please take care of each other. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.